Hi everybody, Pam here at the Paper Outpost and talking junk journals today. Talking about what inspires you, what intrigues you, what gets your engine going when you sit down at the table and you're ready to roll up your sleeves and dive into some amazing colors, maybe winter colors, maybe you're exploring a new color, something new that tweaks your interest. Maybe you're going to pull out some plums and jades and ambers for the winter season, for the holiday season. Maybe something a little different. Maybe you're going to add a little Christmas spice to your work this time. Who knows? Where does your inspiration come from? What drives you when you sit down? What is the impetus? What gets the engine going? Is it a video? Maybe you watch a video and it's totally inspiring to you. Or perhaps you go off into your books and you read through a bunch of books and you get so inspired by your books, you just can't wait to start. Or possibly you're inspired by magazines. Magazines have beautiful pictures and short and succinct descriptions that can really get your engine going. Maybe you follow a favorite blog and you just get so inspired by the ideas and inspiration there that you're off and running like a happy camper. Or maybe you just hang out at the local coffee shop by yourself, sipping coffee or tea and just thinking about all the wonderful journals you could make. So many ideas like sugar plums dancing in your head. And what if instead you're not by yourself in the coffee shop? What if instead you're walking with a friend and you're talking about junk journal ideas? And maybe you're talking with a friend who also junk journals and the ideas can really roll. Or maybe you're talking to a friend who's never experienced the joy of a junk journal and you're inspiring them to give this new craft a try. This junk journal revolution is taking the world by storm. Suddenly there will be many more books on this planet because the junk journalers have arrived. I believe it's been some type of morphing from the scrapbook world that had us for so long and the card making world that had us for so long. And while they are unique crafts unto themselves, I believe that the junk journal world is a branch or an arm from that tree. And it's grown into its own craft and its own culture and its own genre and its own people. People are fascinated with the idea of actually making the book that all the stuff goes in. And you can find great inspiration and great joy to do this. One of my favorite ways to get inspired when I'm feeling like my tank is empty is I go into my craft room and I start cleaning up. I know, crazy as it sounds, but I start excavating and I start putting things away slowly back in their original little homes, which they all have a little place that is called home. And when I go into those drawers and I start putting things away, I start rediscovering tools and supplies that I completely forgot that I purchased. And there they all are right in front of me, all laid out in their little drawers, looking at me, saying, come play with me. I have so many possibilities for you. And I look at them and I say, my God, I completely forgot you existed. And now that I look at my drawers and how disorganized they have come, even after my great attempts at serious organization, we're talking very serious organization, I, alas, look at them and say, huh, I would have never even known you were there sitting under this tissue paper, Mr. What are those things called? Gelatos. Remember those? Oh my gosh. Are they not just really adult crayons? Who are we kidding? They're crayons. But maybe a little softer, a little mushier, a little more blendable than a crayon. But hey, they're adult crayons in my book. And there's so many things in those little cubbies tucked away that each time I open a drawer, it's almost like a new adventure. At first, let's be honest, it's a pure shock because I realize how much stuff I bought and how much disorganization has occurred since my last organization. And also the sudden realization that there's no room to put anything back in my little drawers because they're so jammed full of stuff that I've transferred from here to there and everywhere. But somewhere in the midst of all of that comes a little bit of inspiration because I find something. Sometimes it's just a little shiny object. Sometimes it's maybe a piece of wire. I have this one drawer full of all beautiful colored wires, and that makes me think of making spine jewelry and dangles and interesting mixed media art pieces for the front of the journal. There's so many different art forms that come together to make a journal when you think of it. I mean, you can keep it as basic as you want, and you can go as glam as you want. And you know, there's no holds barred. You can just shoot for the moon, and sometimes you'll land on it, and sometimes you'll land on Jupiter, and that's okay too. But it's always a joy, and often once the inspiration and the fire finally gets going, and the courage and the reckless abandon all kicks in, the next thing you know, you're sitting down, and you and the paper and the glue and the scissors all become friends, and you start meandering through the process of creating something from nothing. And that's when the magic happens. And it's almost like the journal creates itself. Have you ever had that experience? It just starts to form right before your eyes. It's almost like you're not even doing it. It just becomes. The papers almost tell you where they want to go. The little pieces and adornments and embellishments and buttons and paper clips and everything start to find their happy homes. And sometimes if there's a dry spell, a dry period where all of a sudden the little things don't find their happy homes, I refer to my lists. I have about three lists I hang on the wall. And sometimes I go over and I look at them. And my lists, one list is all the different kinds of tucks and flips and pockets that I can put on a journal page. And every time I make a new one or create a new one, I'll log it on the list so that if I hit a dry spell, I just go over and I look at that and I say, ha, okay, this would be a great idea. I can do an upper lower flip. I can do a car trunk flip. I can do a drawbridge flip. I can do double side tucks. I can do little bags that all point to the right or point to the left. I mean, there's so many different things that can be done. And everything looks different when you use different papers and different book pages and ribbons and twine and buttons and things that just give the entire experience a different feel. Sometimes I'll just rummage around in my envelope basket. I have a basket full of so many envelopes that I've collected that I thought I absolutely needed. And I still love to use them and I love to decorate them. Sometimes I'll just have a play day just playing with envelopes, and I'll color them all up. I'll stencil some, I'll paint some, I'll stamp some, and I'll just go to town. And I always try and recommend the feeling of no judgment. Just go for it. Just be free in your art and let the art create for you. And it can create a beautiful space, a beautiful headspace in your head and in your heart. It can free you up. It can take you to worlds unknown. It's a very interesting, peaceful experience. Finding oneself through their art, finding an expression that you didn't even know was inside of yourself, but gets to be born right in front of you as you're making it, is sometimes bewildering and shocking, but exciting too, especially if you let the judgment go. If you just grant yourself the permission to play. Just play. Just play and have fun. Shake off all the responsibility, all the overwhelm, all the negativity, all the expectancy, all the levels of perfection that can never be reached, no matter how hard we try. If we just run with reckless abandon through our colors and our paints and our book pages and all of our little pockets and our tucks and our embellishments, and as we run through our piles and piles of ephemera and fabrics and coffee dyed papers and all sorts of things around us, and we can't wait to make more. We can't wait to smell the coffee as it fills the house as we're making the coffee baked papers. What a crazy thing. Avocado dyed papers. Who thought of this? How did we all become avocado dyeing paper people? It's so wonderful. There's so many things you can do. And this is only scratching the surface. Then there's the onion skin dyeing papers for a beautiful golden amber yellow color. And then there's you can use turmeric and teas and beet juice and so many things. It's just never ending. And inspiration is lurking around every little corner. All you have to do is peel back the surface and you'll find it sitting right there. Sometimes it just takes a few quiet moments. Sometimes it takes a surprise, something to have you look in a new direction, something that pops up on a commercial on TV. Sometimes it's something walking by the front of your house and you've never quite seen something like that before, and it just makes you go, oh, what about that? What if I did that? What would it look like if I did that? Looking at the blank page and considering all the possibilities that could happen there can sometimes be a very overwhelming feeling. I know that feeling. I encourage you to make friends with that blank page and let go of the angst with the blank page and embrace the blank page. Embrace it as it represents the true feeling and the true freedom of complete and utter possible existence of everything. Everything exists in that blank page. There is the possibility of it going in any direction, and you are the master of that direction. And there really is no wrong way. I encourage you to explore, try the new colors, try different fabrics, try different papers. Make a journal just about using different papers and get a feel for different things. Try things that you didn't think that you were going to like. Try colors that you didn't think you were going to like. Consider the bright, brilliant neon colors or the dull, muted jewel tones or there's so many different families of colors you can play with. Try different textures. Look for different textures of papers that really stimulate your senses. Old papers even have certain smells to them that don't smell like new papers. New papers smell like solvents and plastic and that type of thing. But the old papers smell like they've had a life. They've weathered a few storms. They've been everywhere. They've seen things. They've captured stories, and they've been on the hunt and been on the voyages of life. And they can really bring some interesting scents with them. I found some beautiful scented stationery from 1960s, and it is still scented to this day. It is mind-boggling. It's a perfume scented stationery paper, and it still holds its scent. It's so neat. It's kind of a soft rose baby powder scent, and I love putting that in my Victorian journals. You can put vanilla or cinnamon into your coffee or tea dyes just to give an extra little subtle scent, maybe even some cocoa for a little chocolate scent. There's so many things that you can do, possibly even a little essential oil. Who knows here? All the possibilities are endless. There's so many things you can do. You can tie cinnamon sticks to the front of your journal, glue them on as the little building a little log cabin out of cinnamon sticks, or perhaps you're going to have some cinnamon sticks dangling as spine jewelry. Maybe you can create a cinnamon stick pen to put in your journal. So many ideas. And inspiration is everywhere. Just open your eyes. It's always beckoning to you and always calling. And try and look at things in a new way. Turn your book around. Go put it in a different light. Sometimes you need to get out of your craft room. Sometimes you got to see things with more sunlight in your eye. Maybe go to a place that has more sunlight that comes in through a window. Sit in a different location in your home and craft from there. See how that feels. Odds are you're not going to have all your stuff with you, but maybe you don't need all your stuff. Maybe the inspiration will come from just what you have with you at that moment. Sometimes it's fun to create with only a few things, just what we have right near us right now. Then we can really focus on exploring all the options with those things. We don't get lost in the milieu of so many supplies and so many scrapbook papers and so many this and so many that. If you really love making things, if you really love creating things, then create them. There's lots of pre-made things that you can buy. But for me, I found that I almost felt that the joy was stolen from me in a way. I didn't make it. I'm just attaching it. And I thought to myself, as I'm looking at a lot of the pre-made embellishments, that are out there, I thought, well, I could make that. I could make that. And then I'm thinking, you know, I think it's more fun to make it. And so off I went on a journey to learn how to make all these different little things. And it doesn't really matter whether you buy the pre-made embellishments or you make your own. You got to do what brings you joy and what brings you inspiration. You got to decide where you want to spend your time and spend it there. Spend it well. Crafting time is always quality time. It's always valuable time well spent. Because it fills the soul. Even if you don't end up completing a project, even if you don't like the project in the end, even if you're completely embarrassed and you never want to show anybody, it's still quality time well spent because you took a chance and explored your imagination. And there's no guarantees with imagination, but there's a lot of freedom with it. And you can have a lot of fun just running down the roads of your mind, finding out what you can create and where your soul and your spirit is guiding you and taking you today. And I encourage you to go on these journeys as much as possible because life can be very fulfilling when your spirit and your soul is fed that way. So I encourage you to have fun. Happy crafting. Create with reckless abandon. And remember, everybody, that life can be simple. And I will see you next time on the Paper Outpost podcast, The Joy of Junk Journals. And come visit and see me on the YouTube channel, The Paper Outpost. I'm also on Pinterest, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Yep, I'm tweeting now. So if you're a tweeter, let me know and I'll tweet at you or I'll tweet and you tweet back. but it's great connecting with all of you guys. And if you want to post pictures of what you're making on the Facebook page, please do. And if you don't know how to post pictures, I love just hearing from you on there too. If you describe what you make, I can totally visualize it. I love doing that too. So don't worry if you can't make a picture. That doesn't matter to me at all. What matters to me most is that you're having fun and life feels good. So let's grow together and let's spread the word that fun can be simple. Take care, everybody. Till next time. Bye-bye.